obviously, when I moved there, it was the whole thing about Richie Towle, and I was his replacement, and it was just all over the media about that. And I felt I had a point to prove on that side. Although the football people would know him, obviously, a different player to Richie. Richie's all about goals, and to be honest, I wish I was a bit like him, but I'm sort of different, I'm more creative and get on the ball a bit more. And but then again, Richie was brilliant for Dundalk. But no, I'm happy with how I went, and
it's been absolutely the right decision for you.
Oh, definitely, it was a decision that had to be made, I suppose, and probably a good thing for Derry too, because of how they've done this year, and probably a wee change was needed for them, and new players coming in, and I thought they were outstanding. The style of football they've been playing was excellent. They play against them was you could see it, like it was clear enough to see. So Derry were very good this year.
A few departures already in the couple of weeks since the season has ended. Two, I suppose, expected with the two lads going across the water, Andy Boyle and Darrell Horgan, and now recently Ronan Finn. Is it a bit deflating as a fellow player to see these players leave the club?
It can be, I suppose, but every year the lads down there have lost players and they've always come up with an answer. So, listen, it's a new challenge. We're definitely not like nailed on favourites, or we'll have to work really hard, as though we did that last year as well. But it's obviously big losses. We knew Horgs and Boyler was going to leave because of how well they've done, but obviously Ronan was a bit of a surprise. But he's looking further down the line, and he's looking after himself, of course, which everybody does in the game. So there's
is that the one that's really taken you by surprise, taking you aback?
It was a bit surprising, but I'm sure we have enough players in that area. There's me, there's Robbie Benson, there's Chris Shields, hopefully Stephen O'Donnell now signs back, and I think we have a lot of quality anyway. So although he will be a miss, of course, he was brilliant for us, but we'll look forward to it now. It's a new challenge for us all.
You've had a big season yourself, but I presume you can reassure Dundalk fans that you'll be still there at the start of the next season.
I'm definitely going to be there. I'm looking forward to it. I'm obviously having a nice break now, maybe too nice.
It's almost as if the team is, in a way, paying the price for being so successful last season.
I suppose it happens, especially in Ireland, which whenever you do well, or you look at James, Steve McLaughlin and stuff like that, like you just move on, and it's part of it. And I think I'm sort of used to it now. I've always been in teams that lost brilliant players, but I don't think I've lost anybody like Corgan. I don't think you can replace somebody like that. We'll do our utmost to challenge.
Just to talk a wee bit about the manager, Stephen Kenny. Obviously, you worked with him previously here at Derry. When you went to Dundalk, did you see anything different about him? Had he changed in any way as a manager?
I think he's, to me, he's a bit more calculated. He seems to think about things a lot longer, and it's a better thing. He seems a bit more calmer. Although he still can give it to you whenever you need it, but he's been brilliant for me. I can't speak high enough of him. Even this year, I've had a tough time with injuries and stuff, and my head nearly fell off a few times, to be honest. And he was the one that kept me on the straight and narrow. So, he's been excellent for me.
On the back of the success that he's had and the team has had in Europe and everything, can you see him perhaps trying it across the water again as he had done previously at Dunfermline?
Well, I would say everybody looks further down the line and looks to reach for the top, so I can't see no reason why he wouldn't. And I think that he could go at some stage, and hopefully not anytime soon, as long as I'm there.
He has been mentioned by a lot of high profile people in the game as potentially a future Republic of Ireland manager. Do you go along with that?
I would have. I've obviously spoke to a couple of people about it, but he's Dundalk manager now at the minute. I can't really speak on behalf of him of what he wants to do, but I'm pretty sure he's capable of that, and even further. That's only come from my point of view, but I just hope he be there as long as I'm there.
Cup final defeat, was that a hard one to take at the end up there?
It was. Obviously, I think we were all busted. We were talking about it after it, and flying home from Russia after running around after them out there for 90 minutes. And
what was it, a factor on the Sunday?
Oh, it was. When I came in at half time, I was speaking to a couple of lads, and had nothing in the tank. I was going to just say, like, they bring me off, I had nothing, no explosiveness, no nothing. And I spoke on day a few after. Obviously, you don't talk about it during the game because you're trying to get through it. But after the game, the lads were saying, like, they were gone. So, but listen, Cork deserved it. Like, they went out and beat us. So, hats off to them. But it definitely was a factor. I think we played 3 games in so many days. So, killed us.
It was a rare low. So much success. Have you a standout moment looking back on the season?
The standout moment, probably the Batay game. Obviously, winning the league was the best thing. That's what I went there for. It's the only thing I haven't won. So, but the Batay Borisov game down there when my family and that was there to get into the Europa League, and we were 1-0 down after getting battered out there. I think nobody gave us a chance apart from ourselves, and we steamrolled the team that's playing the Champions League every year 3-0. So it's a bit crazy and surreal, but what we're capable of.
I know you're probably tired answering this next question, but you know, you are at a point in your career where you've achieved, as you say, everything that you have now, having won the league title, and you're currently playing with the best club in Ireland. I mean, is that where you see yourself at, or is there still more for Patrick McIlhenny to achieve?
Well, I'll need to get a good year this year, and obviously take it after that. It just all depends on this season. It's a big year for me, and it's whether I stay where I am or take a step back or take a step forward. It just all depends on that. And I need a bit of luck too with injuries and try and stay injury free all season. So it all comes down to that as well.
Do you see yourself back at the Brandywell someday?
I do, to be honest. I'm sure I'll be playing there someday again. Like,
notice James McLean, you know, said something similar when he finishes up his career. I mean, it's an obvious emotional attachment, isn't it, that you will always have towards the club.
Of course, every Derry lad that plays for him, like, it's a dream. Like, whenever you go to the games and stuff, and I'm sure James said the same. I've talked to him about it before, about coming back whenever I was at Derry. So I'm sure we'll all be there someday, and hopefully go on and win things.
Obviously, there's going to be a bit of rebuilding is going to be needed to be done in the back of the couple of players that have departed. But you know, you've absolutely no doubt that the hunger and the drive will still be there within the squad. You've got the taste of it now, and I suppose again, it's about raising the bar next season, and by doing that, is the challenge for Champions League group football again, isn't it?
It is. Obviously, this was my first year there, and I seen the drive that the boys had, and it was their third year going on. They won leagues and cup finals, and obviously they were pushing for the Europa League. Was the only thing that was missing for them, but the drive never stopped as long as I was there, and I think it'll pick up even more now after we're going to be questioned a lot. So, and it's a brave group with big characters, so I'm pretty sure they'll be trying to answer.
And I think from a long way out, it was developing into a two-horse race last season. Even at this early stage, does it look a wee bit more open from your point of view? What's your assessment on that?
I think it'll be a really tough league where a lot of teams could probably win it, and I think it's going to be the year where everybody's going to beat everybody a lot more. Maybe, obviously, Shamrock Rovers have strengthened, Bray have strengthened, Derry. Derry's going to be up there their second year under Kenny, which their first year they've done unbelievably well. So, and then, obviously, Cork have kept their abyss and strengthened, and obviously we've lost a few, so it's going to bring it down to an even mark, which I think it's going to be an interesting league. Like,